This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. I know you probably don't have a ton of plans this weekend. Maybe you do. I don't know. Like Vinny was saying, maybe you've got some dates you're going on or something.
Or football on Sunday.
Sure.
Yes.
I suppose those count as plans, right? I mean, that's, you know, something to look forward to, which is a nice thing to have in a world where there's not that much to look forward to. Looking forward to 2022, I guess. I don't know. All right. What do the people have to say, Vincent?
Well, before we get to the people, I just want to say, I don't know how I feel left out of the Briar Horse thing.
Did you go
this is a real...
It's quite a collection, yes.
Okay, so did you ever have the number 47 Briar Horse statue from your... I believe you're... Were you born in 67 or 66?
66.
Oh, no!
Oh, geez.
I thought this one was your birth year, the Briar Horse statue for... It goes for $198.
Is that a Morgan? Does it say what kind of horse that is?
It says, Man, I'm War Vintage 1967.
It must be Man of War. Is it the racehorse, Man of War?
That's not what they're... Oh, yes, it is. Boy, they wrote
it actually
that
doesn't
all
look
wrong.
Like a thoroughbred. Yeah, I don't remember which exact ones I had, and I don't know. I mean, it's been, honestly, at least 35 years since I got a new one. So I would think that they've added. Oh, is that the
one?
Pinto? You know what? I actually think I might have had that one. I definitely
Briar
had a Pinto
limited
one.
Edition crystalline model for
$59. Not if it's crystalline. Mine were all plastic. Or
limited
like
to only 4,000 pieces. 4,000 pieces?
Yeah,
how's
I didn't
that,
have that
exclusive?
One.
Jesus.
Well, you know, if 40 million little girls want them, I suppose 4,000 would be limited.
Boy. Well, I'm going to keep this quiet in my house. I'm busy saving for a pool over here. I can't be buying these horses.
You don't have to save for a pool. Just dig it yourself and no problem.
Yeah, I heard that part of the show, and I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, you're
Our text
muscly.
Number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, Vinny, why are the girls way cooler than you boys today? Horse poop is easy and definitely brings back great memories. Man up.
That text says it all.
Yeah, it does.
Yep, you guys are big pusses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry for being uncool today,
that
guys.
Text
yeah,
does
we're
say it
so
all.
Uncool. We don't get
Not
great memories
up, man.
From horse crap.
Well, I guess you never lived. haven't lived till you've cleaned four stalls in a row.
All right, good one. Yeah, sure. You're right.
If you'd clean some horse stalls, you'd see how easy it is to dig a pool. I mean, come on, Vin.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, get on it. It's a good solid shoveling action.
801 says, I got the Light Bright to go in my grandma closet for my grandson who just turned 7 last Christmas, and it was one of his favorite toys until I moved to Ohio and don't have a closet anymore. I guess because that you need darkness?
Well, maybe it was for the darkness. It almost sounds like she had... Like, remember when you'd go to your grandma's house and there were certain toys that were only at grandma's house? And you'd go there and be like, I'm going to play with those things. Maybe that's it. Like,
all right, sure.
I still love the toys at my grandma's house. Oh, and sometimes she'd give us paint. Oh, so fun.
Yeah, I think you're right. You've interpreted that correctly. There, it goes on to say he's a diehard video game kid, but he also loved Spirograph, which is another olden time.
I actually think my grandma had Spirograph too. She had all kinds of art crap, you know.
Oh, I think we have a Spirograph here now. I think
that
continues
so
to be a thing. Sarah, I still have my whole Breyer collection from when I was a kid. I even added them over the years. Guilty pleasure. Smiley face.
I don't know how John would feel about me having a collection of plastic horses in the house. As it is, he's dealing with rocks on every surface now. I mean, he really puts up with a lot.
I think John rolls with everything pretty nice. I mean, maybe there's arguments and things that happen that we don't hear about, but to me, he seems really flexible.
He's a pretty easygoing guy. I guess, you know, he's the yin to my yang, because, sometimes when I get mad,
Nicole, once again, Sarah's minion about horse poop.
Oh, stop it.
It's the truth. I actually experienced it. So,
yeah, she loves horses.
Yeah.
I didn't trick her into that.
Now that she knows you love horses, of course.
Oh, yeah.
They've reduced you to a minion, yeah. Nicole.
It's okay. I'll be
Is
fine.
Is it?
I'm fine
don't,
with that.
Don't be fine with it. It's ridiculous. You're your own person with your own thoughts and feelings about horse poop.
Yes.
Horse manure.
My cousin has I think 10 now. But
10 horses?
Yeah, but at the time...
Oh, damn, let's go over her house.
Yeah, yeah, but at the time...
I'll pick you up.
She's in Texas right now.
Oh.
It's cheaper to have horses over there.
Horse.
Yeah.
So, but if we wanted to do anything with the horses, we had to help her clean up the poop.
Yeah,
so.
that's the deal. That's part of the deal.
Yeah.
Gotta shovel some... get to the fun stuff.
What?
You heard me.
I had Brenda Breyer and a black horse. Who's Brenda?
I don't know.
Oh, jeez. You didn't have the human Breyers? You only had the horse Breyers.
I was into the horses.
Sarah has absolutely mentioned Breyers. I had them too.
Yes.
All right. Well, sorry. I don't have anything to go with that. So it just loses. I lose.
Right, of course.
Now I've looked them up. Now I understand what they are.
Here's Brenda. It's she's a doll that sits on the horse.
Oh, Welsh
pony. She rides English style. Well,
she does. Iron horses.
Fancy.
Yeah, of course you were at English style. I'm surprised you're not side-saddled.
Does she have a giant whip in her hand as well?
No, she doesn't. You don't need a giant whip. You hold a short crop, and just having it is enough. Horses are, I'm telling you.
I've seen what people do with those crops.
That's what you tell PETA.
Right.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm just holding it nearby.
It's enough just to have it in my hand.
Yep, that's it.
Let me get around this tree.
That is so not the case.
I'm dating, says 925. It's hard because my two teenagers are home 24/7 with me.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, you know, the 24/7 home thing is a trip because you really do hope that they'll have something to do without exposing the family to possibilities. You know what I mean? Like, yes, you're going somewhere. Yay! Wait, you're going to have it delivered now? Oh, okay. Well, there goes a minute to myself. Yeah, I can see that being hard, trying to date with your kids home.
Yeah, that would be hard. And of course, you know, when you don't, like my kids, I wish they'd come out of their rooms more. I think that'd be great. But if I have people over, I don't want them. You know, stay in your, go back to the olden ways. What is this?
Well,
what is this visiting with my guests?
I can
Get
see
out of here.
That if you are a mom, a single mother of, you know, sort of teenage kids while you're dating, you want to meet someone and be a person,
a standalone,
before they see you as a mom and yelling at your kids or telling them to, you know, do whatever, and all those habitual conversations that you might have. You don't want to do that in front of your on a first date.
No,
do you?
Well, hopefully you're not bringing them to your house on the first date. Like, I don't know. I guess maybe if they came to pick you up and the kid answers the door like, "Hey, I wanted to check you out. I'm the man of the house. Here's my gun."
Yikes.
Yeah.
I wonder if so many people are trying to get healthier because COVID seems to affect unhealthy people more. Also, please, for the love of God, stop promoting keto. It's very unhealthy for the majority of people.
I don't know. It's fine. Put me in a bad mood, though.
Yeah, you quit it. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It works. I'll
You're
give
a keto
you that.
Quitter.
I am a keto quitter. You know, it's really difficult. I hate having you know, there's just nothing I can eat in the house. I'm like, oh, great. I can have carrots. I don't even think I can have carrots. I think there's too much sugar in carrots. Couldn't have fruit. All kinds of stuff. Anything with carbs, forget it. Nothing good.
What is the website for super sales lady Lindsay Keto Baker?
Let me find it again. It was, hold on, maybe I can remember. I can't remember it. Go on with your thing and I'll tell you in a second.
I started dating someone March 2nd, right before the pandemic shut the world down. We decided we wanted to stay together and are doing great. Oh. Well, that's great news. 650, good for you.
Lindsay's Instagram account for her keto recipes is lowcarbo_keto_mama. So if you want to check out her recipes, she did one for, like, let me see if I can find it. Keto zucchini muffins. Okay. They sound delicious. Anything with zucchini, I'm in.
Vinny, as you were reading how much healthier we're eating, I was cooking up some bacon and frying potatoes in the fat. Nailed it.
That sounds delicious. We're eating better. That is Sarah, more delicious.
Sarah, do you prefer the sticks over the balls?
The sticks over the balls.
Apparently, this is painting rock stuff.
Oh, both. I use both, sticks and balls.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I did not know what she was talking about, but now
same
that
damn time, huh?
No, one at a time.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I see.
There's it's really neat, and the more I do it, the more, you know,
skilled you get.
The better I am at painting rocks. I'll put up a picture today. One of them came out so good. I was like, "Oh my God, look at this." John's all, "Yeah, that's great."
I love the blue. Like, it was like a rainbow, but it had a blue in it too. It was like orange, red, blue, yellow. It just looked great. I loved it.
Thanks, Vin. Thank you.
Let's see here. Oh, here it is. At first, quarantine was fun for eating and drinking. And then it was like, okay, I can't keep doing this 20 pounds later.
I know. God.
Yeah, I think we all, because none of us have lived through this, I'll speak for myself, expected to be done with this by now. Mm-hmm. So I can see going into it how it seemed like it'd be, well, a couple months,
Party. All
right, you know, we'll be through this. And
now
I'm
putting your
jeans on. I think it's unrealistic to expect this to be done any sooner than spring.
Right. It's, you know, the thing is when you, because I just started wearing like sweatpants and yoga pants and eating whatever the F I wanted. And it seemed like it was a great time. And then I had to put jeans on. I went, oh, no, these are my big jeans. And I need to stop eating everything I want. This is. Ass is like the back end of a truck. Just ask my dermatologist.
Lucky.
Yeah, she was lucky to get to see it.
Oh, someone's writing in that you don't understand the Reba song. That I don't know. This is it got spit into 15 different places.
Yeah, I don't know what's to understand about the girl who says she's half a child dressed in a dress that's slit up to her hip, and her mom says, "Go out there, be nice to the boys, and they'll be nice to you." It sounds like mom's pimping her out, but if there's a different meaning to it, I think that's. I don't know how there could be a different meaning to it. Like, go on out there, fancy thing. Let's put some makeup on you and let's feed the family. Come on. Out you go.
Manson is nothing like Bowie. Unplug your ears.
No, you unplug your ears.
Nobody said, we were saying it's clear he's trying to do. Nobody's Bowie. Nobody.
I thought it was, right. I thought it was very reminiscent of.
Yeah.
Sort of a Bowie moodiness, and I like some of the chord changes. And
Vin, don't know if you've seen the new Milan yet, but you will love, and then it goes away. You know, the new Milan is a trip because I, first of all, I love the movie Milan, the the cartoon, the animated version is excellent. My wife just the other day was saying, this weekend we should watch the new Mulan. And I, only because of this show, knew it was PG-13 and was like, I don't think we can. I mean, you're the one who's going to be up with them in the middle of the night when they're screaming from horror.
Right.
So if you want to, I guess, but I don't think we should do it. So I think we're going to skip that.
Well, the two of you could watch it.
We'll watch it.
But it's free in December, so you don't have to pay the $30 extra on top of your Disney Plus subscription. That's one I'm going to wait for.
I laughed when I heard Sarah say to Vinny, you pulled it out when you needed to. Most guys do, Sarah. LOL. Yeah. Happy Friday.
Most guys.
Winning.
Duh. Accidents happen. What was that in reference to?
It was me talking about...
Oh.
A subject that I couldn't think of, and then I said it.
It was the go crazy guy, Elijah Wood.
Yes. Yep. There you go. Vinny, did all natural stone do your whole kitchen or just the countertops? They did the countertops. Well, we got the stuff from all natural stone, and we got the countertops, and we got the backsplash tile. The actual work was done by this guy that has been working at my house forever, Kirk Adney, but that's...
He did the install.
Yeah, he did the install. But absolutely everything that we used was from All Natural Stone. Ding, ding.
I was looking at their Instagram, and they had the most beautiful tile I've ever seen. It looked like a solid piece that had been cut into these flowers and arranged. So it was like a mosaic. It was I'm like, I want to do something over just so I can have that tile in my house.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
stuff. So beautiful. Beautiful.
If you give them a follow, it's All Natural Stone. They've got great ideas. So, you know, when maybe you're not looking yet, but when it comes up, you'll go, I saved that picture from that one thing.
Yep.
And you'll be able to go right to them and say, this, I need this, please.
This is what you, where's this? Point me to this. Because,
right.
Man, there's a couple things in there. I'm like, if I had a modern house... There's things I would do. If I had a traditional house, there's things I would do. They're amazing. Amazing. I need a new
Morning
house.
Radio family. I failed epically on Wednesday as I intended to text you and ask you if you could please wish our sweet daughter Ava a happy 10th birthday. We can't believe that our little bear is in double digits. If you have time for a birthday shout out, it would mean the world to her. Thanks so much.
Aww.
No
Ava,
time for
is that.
That
name? Mm-hmm. Oh, stop it. Stop it, Ava.
Sorry, Ava. No time for
Bye.
You. Gotta go.
Double digits, girl. That's
Happy
great.
Happy birthday, Ava.
I hope you have a great decade. Don't rush it.
I'm sure this has been a rough year on you, and it's not normal. Things will be better very soon, I'm sure.
It's like that Howard Jones song, Things Can Only Get Better. Is that the Howard Jones or Thompson Twins? Things can't.
That is Howard Jones.
Okay.
What were the Thompson Twins? What was their hit?
I don't know. They had a big hit, though.
I actually like them. Yeah, they had a few big hits. I can't think of one.
Thompson Twin hits. Hold Me Now.
Hold Me Now is their huge hit.
Hold Me In Your Loving Arms. Tears and we cry. You say I'm a dreamer. Okay, now play the Howard Jones song we were talking about. Things Can Only Get
Which
Better.
Which one was that?
Things can only get better. Boy, the 80s. I love 80s music. This is the theme song for 2020. Jane, put that in our show for Monday. That'll be a good one. Things Can Only Get Better. Theme song.
Have you not noticed Jane doesn't like us anymore? She has not contacted you all day.
I know. I feel so bad. I'm going to write to her.
Just what are you going to do?
Morning.
You're going to make it worse.
No. We're fine. We're
all right. Jane. You say.
Happy Friday. She'll like that, right?
I like it.
Yeah, that's great. Super. Well, let's hope that pulls her out of hiding. I don't know where she would be, if it's a cave or where do goths hide when they're not?
Coffins. I think coffins.
Coffins. Oh, right. Hopefully that pulls her out of her coffin to let us know that everything's okay. We miss
we'll
you, Jane.
Yeah, I
anyway,
can't get a hold
that's
of
all
her
for the text.
Schedule.
I gotta okay. go.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I don't know about you, Vin, but I have huge plans this week, and we're about to embark on season 3 of Avatar The Last Airbender, which we've been binging.
Oh,
oh man. Whoo. Think that's getting serious on that show. Whoa, Zuko, come on. Whew. That's what I'm doing this weekend.
I don't, yeah,
what
I
about
don't know
you?
What you just said. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't
about
have to. Don't. It's just an epic tale.
Yeah, I'm going to do a bunch of stuff. In fact, actually, as you know, we were out of our home for a little while. We got back into it. So I think today, this weekend, we'll do a bunch of cleaning. And then there's some NFL games on. Wow. We've got plenty to do. And then, of course, we got to entertain two kids.
Oh, that'll Yay. Be really fun. I'm sure that'll entertain you as well. There's
yes.
nothing more fun than entertaining children.
Right.
All right. Well, have a great weekend, everybody.
You too.
If you're looking for 9/11 content, I think it was maybe ABC had a thing tonight at 8, and the History Channel has a couple of things, historical looks, because it's been 19 years, unbelievably. I still remember that day like it was a couple weeks ago. Just, I don't know, maybe 2020 is bringing it back to me, because we're in weird times right now, too. Try to enjoy your weekend.
Hey, one last thing. Let's all say hi, and we're thinking of you, Stacy, as we exit for the weekend. Stacy was the listener that I told you about early this morning that's going through the big C.
Oh, Stacy, hope you have a good weekend. You know, I hope today's a great day for you.
Take care.
All the days. Yeah, and we'll check you on Monday, you guys. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.